Who you are, what you are, does not change once you occupy the Oval Office. It doesn't. The only thing this office does is it amplifies who you are. It magnifies who you are. It shows who you are. If you disrespected women before you were elected, you will disrespect women once you're president. If you tolerate supporters who are Klan sympathizers before you're elected, then you'll receive their support once you're in office. If you disrespect the Constitution by threatening to shut down the press when it doesn't say things you like, or threatening to throw your opponent in jail, or discriminating against people of different faiths, if you do that before you are elected, then what are you going to do when you have actual power to do those things?